warning to the West. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. As Russia lobs more missiles into Ukraine, President Vladimir Putin says the country will hit targets it hasn't struck yet if the U.S. and its allies provide Ukraine with long-range rocket systems. Earlier today, the capital of Kyiv was hit after weeks of relative calm. The war is more than 100 days old.
UN says 14 million Ukrainians have been displaced. Most of them are women and children, as this war has ground down into an artillery battle in the south and the east, with the Russian forces relying on their superior firepower to make steady gains in the east. Ukrainians trying to retake some real estate.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Kyiv. Provocation by North Korea.
North Korea ratcheting up tensions on the Korean Peninsula Sunday, test firing a salvo of 8 short-range missiles. The launches were the 18th round of missile tests this year, including ICBMs. U.S. and South Korean officials believe these launches may be a precursor to a nuclear test explosion.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Saturday night in downtown Philadelphia was interrupted by gunfire. Police say 3 people were killed and nearly a dozen others were hurt when shots rang out on South Street. Cops have recovered 2 weapons but don't have any suspects. Police say an officer did fire at a suspect, but it's unclear if they were hit. Prices at the gas pump keep getting closer to $5 a gallon. Overnight, the average price nationwide climbed to $4.84, according to AAA.
The record-setting price of gas, one of the reasons the president is asking Saudi Arabia and OPEC to pump more oil, and they've complied.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
An alleged hit list is under investigation in the Midwest, and the office of Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says her name was on it. The list was found in Wisconsin at the home of a retired judge who was shot and killed Friday morning. The suspect was also found in that home with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He's critically hurt.
The sheriff's office got a call about those shots being fired around 6:30 Friday morning in the township of New Lisbon. That's about an hour northwest of Madison in rural Wisconsin. Law enforcement tried to negotiate with the man to get him out of the house. And when they were able to enter it, they found him with a self-inflicted gunshot wound in the basement.
Fox's Christina Coleman. The list also reportedly included the names of Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. The bandits who broke into a clothing store in Memphis last week are still being sought. Police say $60,000 worth of merchandise was stolen. The Colorado Avalanche are one game away from the NHL Stanley Cup Final. They beat the Edmonton Oilers last night 4-2 in Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals. Back to the hardwood tonight for Game 2 of the NBA Finals.
The Boston Celtics outscored the Golden State Warriors 40-16 in the fourth quarter of the finals opener on Thursday to snag the Game 1 win. Jaylen Brown touting Boston's ability to overcome adversity this year.
We've been through a lot of experience, a lot of losses, we know what it takes to win.
But the Warriors will look to even things up on home court tonight. Draymond Green noting that the Dubs are focused on their mission.
We've always embraced challenges. This is no different. We've embraced this one. So, no, it's not a hit to the confidence at all.
Game 2 of the NBA Finals tips off at Chase Center at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.